97.7 ACKFM. It's Nantucket's True Island Radio. It's Chris Reiser along with Alan Warden here in the studio from the Nantucket Data Platform. We haven't visited in a while. How the heck are you?
We're doing well. We are super busy, but super excited to be at the Dreamland in a couple weeks and tell everyone what we're doing.
I'm thinking, data, I just heard the other night that data surpassed everything on the planet as the most valuable resource just recently. Have you heard that?
I have heard that. And what we would say is data has huge value, but what's really important is analytics. A lot of leaders are drowning in data. They have all the data they need. They have more than they know what to do with. But if you talk to leaders on the island, they'll say, I don't have a single data analyst to help me understand the data I have in my lap. And that's what we've been working on for the last year.
Okay. So basically, what was it, 30 questions that you were asked about Nantucket?
Yeah, it's amazing. A year ago, when we went to the Dreamland, we presented the answer to one question, which is, what was the daily population? And we had a high confidence estimate of that. The daily population went from about 17,200 up to almost 50,000. And so one client, one question. A year later, we're working with 12 organizations on 30 questions.
Wow. Okay. So a much bigger ball game. So you've hired like 30 people to help you with this, right?
40. We have 40 data scientists around the world.
Wow.
Not full-time, but we've probably got 20 full-time equivalents. And these are data scripters, data aggregators, methodologists, and most importantly, data visualizers. And that's what we've sort of been known for, is taking all this work and presenting it to the community and to leaders in a way where we can stop debating sort of how many wine glasses are on the table. Like, you know, there's a lot of debates about stuff that's knowable. We want to take that off the table, essentially present objective evidence, and then let leaders use their judgment to make policy that'll make the community smarter and stronger.
So where's the data coming from, Alan? Where are you getting your sampling?
Yeah, there are a bunch of different data sources. What we say to leaders is, don't worry about the data. Tell us your problem. We'll aggregate the data. So sometimes it's hyperlocal data from the assessor's office or the town clerk. It could be a gift of data philanthropy. I want to shout out to Highline and Steamship and Cape Air. They've been great partners, sharing with us very sensitive data that we've held very close to the vest, but it's helped us understand the community. And then there's national data sets. And some of it's, you know, pretty lousy, and some of it's really good. So we have a team of 8 data scientists who review the data and ingest only what we think is very reliable that will help us answer a question for a leader.
Is this a fairly new field, data science?
Data science has been around, you know, for 10 plus years, but the tools that are available have been changing every year. I mean, the use of mobility data, understanding the general patterns of how people move, you know, 5 years ago, that didn't exist. So everything is evolving very quickly and very affordably. It's relatively easy to use. So the field is advancing by leaps and bounds on almost a weekly basis.
And of course, I guess the digital world has parlayed into a bunch of big changes for folks who are in your business.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are all sorts of things that happen. The way to present data has gotten much easier. The way to communicate, you know, we have a global data science team, and we're on a video call, and, you know, there everyone is noon, and you dial in, and there are 12 people from Israel and Paris and Greensboro, North Carolina. So the advances in technology are astounding. And ultimately, we want to take that complexity and make it simple for leaders to just help them answer really important questions. If they knew the answer, they could write smart policies and advance the cause. But in the absence of that, all they have are anecdotes.
Sure.
And that is not a good way to make decisions.
That's dangerous. We've got questions, you've got answers, and you've also got a special presentation coming up at the Dreamland.
July 13th at 4 o'clock. We sold out last year to our great surprise. So if you're interested, I would encourage folks to get online, go to the calendar for the Dreamland. It's free, but it's ticketed, and it did sell out last year, so we hope and expect it'll sell out this year.
Okay. Folks, it's going to be a great, great time. Don't miss it. It's Nantucket Data Platform along with Alan Warden. Thanks for all the great work.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate it.